This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 405, Secrets to Malika's Overall 7 the First Time.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, meet Malika, a Three Keys student from Kazakhstan, and learn how she got the IELTS scores she needed on her very first try. Hello, wonderful, fabulous, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. We have a special student episode today. This is another exciting story for you guys to inspire you to keep working hard because you can get the results you need. So we are here with Malika. Malika, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, everybody. My name is Malika. I'm from Kazakhstan. I'm happy to be here.
All right, awesome. Welcome. So let's get straight to it. What were your most recent IELTS results?
Okay, my most recent IELTS result is 7 band score, and it is what I needed. So I'm really happy.
That's awesome. Why did you need this overall 7?
Needed for continuing my education. I am a medical student now, so I want to apply for medical universities in States or England.
Oh, fantastic! And did you try and take IELTS before?
No, actually, it was my first time.
Oh my gosh.
And yes, in the first time I got my assessment.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so, guys, like this can show you that you don't have to waste your money, right? Like taking this expensive exam over and over and over again. Just prepare, right? So, Malika, you worked hard to prepare for this test, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about your preparation. Let's talk about how you were able to achieve this the first time and just get past it. Just get over this hurdle. So you were a student in our course. I met you in a power hour as well. Let's talk about your this whole process that you went through. So why did you decide to get into our course in the first place?
Firstly, I would say that it gave me a great confidence. And when I was preparing for IELTS exam, just I think maybe 2-3 months, I realized that I didn't have enough confidence for my exam, for my preparation. And, I got it when I bought this course. And, after finishing it, I felt myself very confident. I knew what exactly the examiner wants to hear from me, what he expects from me. And, for example, when I came for my speaking exam, I was really confident.
That's fantastic. I've heard like similar remarks from other students saying how, like when they did go to their IELTS speaking exam, finally, they actually like enjoyed it. It wasn't like this huge, scary, you know, like nerve wracking experience. Did you find that you were able to relax enough to like more or less sort of like being there?
Yeah, sure. Especially before coming to the room, I felt that I'm becoming a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
And after that, you know, your course has a great module, anti-anxiety plan.
Yeah.
And I just recalled it, and it helped me greatly.
What specifically helped you from that? Like, was there like a one activity or exercise or piece of advice that you were able to recall right before the speaking exam to help you calm down?
Yes, just to breathe in and try to breathe in, but three times.
Yeah. No, that, yes. I mean, it sounds so simple. For listeners out there, some of this advice, some of our strategies are deceptively simple, right? Like even yes. Some of the testing skills, like how to match headings to paragraphs or whatever. Sometimes it can sound too easy or too simple, right? But that's the beauty of it. Like, that's why we call it three keys, because we want to give you like the bare amount of steps possible to get what you need, right? Like, that's the point. Okay, cool. And then on the speaking exam, what sort of strategies helped you, like linking words, or did you employ anything from the course that helped you on the speaking exam?
Actually, I did one huge mistake in my speaking. Yes, we had a power hour just 1 night before my speaking exam.
Yes.
And when I got my part two, I realized that I cannot find some ideas about the topic which was given to me.
What was the topic?
The topic was the situation and the event which you anticipated which you anticipated in the past.
Okay.
And I thought that I need to say about my sister's wedding day or something like that. But after that, I changed my mind in a second, and I decided to talk about it at a party. Because because I had a great vocabulary and great idiom, and I think it was my huge mistake. Because I didn't stick to the topic, and I would advise and suggest people just don't do that, don't repeat my mistake, and follow the topic.
Okay, strictly. That is awesome advice. Yeah. That goes along a sort of theme that I've been talking about recently. People are so worried about their ideas, right? So, like, what happened to Malika? Maybe you're brainstorming for writing, right? Or you're taking notes for speaking part two. And you start second guessing yourself. You're like, no, that's not the best idea. I'm going to talk about this idea. And this wastes time. So these strategies, right? It's all about time. So guys, listeners, just remember, it's not about having the best idea, right? So don't like switch course in the middle. I was just talking to a student yesterday about brainstorming for writing task two. And this was something that came up. Like, this student was spending so long brainstorming, right? Could not get it down to 5 minutes. Was like, like brainstorming for like 10 minutes or more. And that's because she was second guessing herself, you know? And this also, like, can really ruin your scores on reading and listening. Like, if you write an answer and you second guess yourself and you go back and, like, choose a different one, it's usually wrong. So really, guys, like, the best advice here is, like, go with your instinct, you know? Go with your first idea. Like, trust yourself, you know? Okay, that is excellent advice. Thank you for sharing what could have been a mistake. But you still got a high score.
Yeah,
What did you get on speaking?
Oh, it was 6.
Okay. So imagine if like your part 2 would have been more organized or more fluent. Like that could have been a 6.5 or 7 maybe.
Yeah. Also, I didn't use a range of linking words.
Ah.
I just forgot about it. Yeah. So yeah. Guys, remember about this.
This is turning into a really good episode of like do's and don'ts. I love it. I love that you're like being so honest about your experience because this is how other people really learn. So that's fantastic. So, yeah, what she's talking about here, guys, is the we need formal linking words in speaking part 3, right? Like the examiner listens for those. Hello, lovely, wonderful, fantastic IELTS listeners. If you are ready to learn all the strategies for success on your next IELTS exam or your first IELTS exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, awesome. Let's move on to talk about the reading exam. What do you think helped you there?
Of course, you need to read a lot of articles, and I read at least one article a day. So, in different newspapers, for example, your favorite New York Times,
yeah,
and Guardian, it is free,
yeah,
and also not bad. And the Washington Post and another one.
Awesome.
So, yeah. And I, of course, when I just finished my reading exam, I didn't know why I did it.
Like you didn't know, like, what score you would get?
What score, yeah. And yeah. When I got 7, I was quite satisfied.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Yeah. What do you think helped you get that 7? Can you share any like specific tip or strategy that that really helped you?
In reading, I used strategies that you gave us in your score, in your strategy. I used your strategy, and nothing specific I didn't use. I think reading a lot of articles, and
yeah,
if you have time to read books, and it helps.
Totally. Yeah, definitely. So did you like follow the study plan and do all the recommended activities on there before your test?
Yes, I would say that in a writing exam, it helped me a lot. For example, I think that my writing exam part 2, second part, was I wrote it for your strategy. And
awesome.
I think that it was quite easy for me. And also, the first part wasn't easy for me. It was quite hard.
Oh, yeah? Was it like a really difficult task one question?
It had 2 tables with years and part and full-time job and also divided by genders. And
oh,
I didn't know what should I write. I lost a lot of time. But when I turned to the second part, writing, I just, it was easy for me, and I'm grateful for your strategy because it helped. I used everything, linking words, study this plan, and everything.
Awesome. So what did you get on your writing?
It was 6.5.
That's fantastic. Okay, so here's another way that our listeners can learn from your experience today. As far as task one goes, guys, it is so necessary to keep it simple, right? Just like we've been talking about earlier. If you have 2 graphs like that, just divided into those groups, right? So the first graph, the first picture is paragraph two, the second picture is paragraph three. And here is where the strategies come in the handiest. If you are faced with such a wide variety of numbers, right? Not only do you have two pictures, but it's divided by years, divided by gender. Like there are so many ways that you can organize this. This is when sticking to these basic strategies are going to be the most important, right? So in the course for task one, we tell you what numbers you should circle. And I have found in working with students that this is also sometimes hard to trust. Students always want to put in more numbers than they need, you know? And this is the biggest danger because your task score for task one depends on you only giving the most important numbers, right? And telling the examiner why they're there. So guys, just a quick tip for everyone. If you are putting a number in your essay, and you're not able to tell me why it's important, it should not be there, right? So here again, guys, don't second guess yourself, right? Don't second guess the plans and the strategies. Just stick to it. So like, again, Malika, like, what if you were able to really organize this task one in a confident way, maybe you would have got a 7 for writing. Yeah. Like, who knows? So I think This is an amazing episode today, you guys, because first of all, Malika is a huge success story. I mean, she got the overall 7 she needed, and she only had to take the exam once. So just imagine, right? Like if you like took the exam again, like, what score increase you might see. I mean, luckily, you don't have to do that. But this is, okay, so many learning lessons today. All right, awesome. And then last but not least, listening. How did you feel on the listening exam?
I felt myself quite confident at the exam. However, when I prepared, I wasn't confident. I used a range of podcasts, especially for native speakers, and sometimes it was hard for me to understand, and I thought that my listening skills are not enough good enough. But it turned out that listening exam is not so hard, I would say.
No, but that's good. So, I mean, that's kind of the point of our advice and these resources we give you on the study plan that are made for native speakers, right? It's supposed to challenge you. It's supposed to really push you to this level of understanding that you're not going to get with just like textbooks or podcasts made for students, right? And you know what? Like if you're reading these native speaker resources, listening to native speaker podcasts, you're not going to understand every word. And they are really hard, but that's what can make exam day seem easier because the level is going to seem like easy for you if you have practiced with these really challenging resources. Could you recommend maybe one podcast or one thing you listened to that you really enjoyed?
Yes, I would recommend for people to listen to Hard Talk. It is from BBC podcast, one of the podcasts BBC. And they use a range of great vocabulary, I would say, and different topics throughout the world, and hot button topics, I would say. So.
Fantastic. No, that's awesome. That's great advice. I've never listened to that. I'm going to have to subscribe. Guys, if you want to check out this podcast, Hard Talk, I will listen to it. And I will link to it in the blog for this episode. So come back to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Search for episode 405, and I will link to that podcast as well as other resources that will help you on your next exam. All right, awesome. Malika, thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you, Jessica and Lindsay.
Do you have any last inspirational words or advice for our listeners for how they can also just take the IELTS one time, just get past it? Do you have any last advice?
Yes. If you work hard and do your best, you will reap a harvest. So
I love that.
Yeah, IELTS needs your devotion and your time. So once, if you will do your best, of course, you will gain your score.
That's awesome. I love that. There were like two really cool idioms in there that you said. Like really, that was fantastic. Guys, I will also put that advice, those last inspirational quotes from Malika. I will put those in the blog post as well. All right, Malika, congratulations.
Thank you. And don't hesitate, because Jessica is professional. And just a great journey to have this course.
Awesome. Thank you. So guys, if you are ready to start your IELTS journey with me, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right. Sweet. Thank you so much, Malika. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.